My name is Ava Klein, and I'm a sophomore at Kent Ridge High School. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from my story, The Buffer, in which the Winstons, a wealthy and sophisticated family, are hosting a dinner party. The story is set in a period where there is synergy between technology and tradition. It centers around a device manufactured to curb emotions and streamline interactions. Gathering up her own skirts, Mrs. Winston began to descend the wrought iron staircase that led to the second level of the house. The sounds of welcomes began to rise up to meet her, yet she made no movement to hurry. She stopped before a small closet and seemed to brace herself for some oncoming conflict, pulling her small shoulders into a subtle yet unmistakable position of defense. With the flick of a wrist, the doors were open, revealing a single figure. It was a buffer, the latest advance and the best money could buy in humanoid robotics. The resemblance to its makers was uncanny. Its purpose was to act, as its name suggested, as a block between the humans and their emotions, but most importantly, the emotions that could ruin a perfect dinner party. Mrs. Winston grabbed its arm and pressed the small and almost invisible button on the inside of its wrist. A dim light flickers behind glassy eyes as its synthetic spine straightened, and an interested but not involved smile took over its lips. The android turned its head to scan Mrs. Winston's form. The woman tried not to shudder under its hollow gaze.
"Hello, Marcia. What can I do for you?"
Its voice was smooth and silky, too mature for its youthful appearance. "Buffer mode, please." The command was issued somewhat quietly, as if the robot was frightening and the task embarrassing.
"Of course, Marcia."
It tilted its head as if to ponder something, yet Marcia knew that it was incapable of such things. There was a quiet whirring as faint movement could be seen in the exposed area of its neck. Marcia watched it out of the corner of her eye, but quickly pulled her gaze to the floor after a few loud heartbeats. After a few moments, the robot righted itself and gracefully turned its eyes to Mrs. Winston. She internally shivered under the machine's gaze.
"Buffer mode activated, Marcia."
Apprehension and distrust hiding behind her eyes, Mrs. Winston nodded curtly. "The guests are starting to arrive. Take up the usual place." She began to tentatively descend the grand staircase, but instinctively rolled her shoulders back before coming into the view of the guests.
"Of course, Marcia."
Soon, Mrs. Winston was out of sight and the robot was left alone. It stepped up to the top stair and looked down. It seemed the action was birthed from contemplation, yet as it began the descent, the pause was revealed to be a scan of the stairs, to not plummet down the marble steps. As it reached the bottom of the stairs, it swung its head in a scan of the dining room, evaluating its surroundings with a calculated coolness. It walked past the Winstons, who were greeting the guests who were entering, all arrayed in Victorian finery. Mrs. Winston turned to look as it entered the dining room. When inside, it walked through the guests that were congregated. Like the Winstons, the guests gave little attention to the robot. Small glances and subtle shifts away from it were the extent of the interactions. Overall, the guests observed it with a begrudging respect. There was a jubilant feeling filling the spacious room, adorned with elegant architecture, a string quartet of sorts, flawlessly playing without the need of human direction. A respectable dance started up, and soon all the guests were tucked under each other's arms, waltzing with smiles upon their faces and laughter upon their lips. They were content. Yet, along with this jovial feeling, there was an eerie presence hovering over the crowd. Once the dance had broken up, everyone was commencing to the dining hall. Mrs. Lawson, young, rich, and incredibly quiet, stole away to the library and leaned against the doorframe. She took a deep breath and wished that she was at home, away from this crowd of insipid small talk and bragging rights. A cold hand on her forearm made her jump, and she found herself inches from the buffer's placid smile.
"Amanda, don't you want to join the others?"